new safety hallmarks for helicopters. The UK adopts new safety measures for offshore helos. And laser attacks are on the rise. This is Aero News for Friday, February 21st, 2014. I'm Glenn Moyer. The FAA has issued a final rule that requires helicopter operators, including air ambulances, to have stricter flight rules and procedures, improved communications, training, and additional onboard safety equipment. The rule represents the most significant improvements to helicopter safety in decades and responds to governments and industry's concern over continued risk in helicopter operations. Under the new rule, all Part 135 helicopter operators are required to equip their helicopters with radio altimeters, have occupants wear life preservers, and equip helicopters with a 406 MHz emergency locator transmitter, use higher weather minimums when identifying an alternate airport in a flight plan, and require that pilots are tested to handle flat light, whiteout, and brownout conditions, and demonstrate competency in recovery from an inadvertent encounter with instrument meteorological conditions. In addition, there are new requirements also for air ambulance helos. The rule responds to the FAA's Modernization and Reform Act of 2012 and National Transportation Safety Board recommendations. Meanwhile, the UK Civil Aviation Authority has announced a series of measures intended to increase the safety of offshore helicopter flights. There will be important changes to the way pilots are trained and checked, and the CAA will take on the role of approving each offshore helideck, ensuring they meet strict safety standards. Among the planned changes, the CAA is expecting helicopter operators to make improvements to helicopters and survival equipment, including fitting side floats, implementing automatic flotation equipment, adding handholds next to push-out windows, and improvements to life rafts and life jackets. And the Offshore Petroleum Industry Training Organization is expected to improve survival training for offshore workers. The FAA has released a report showing an increase in lasers being aimed at aircraft over the past year, with 3,960 such incidents in 2013. That's up from just over 3,400 in 2012 and a mere 384 in 2006, the first year such statistics were kept. The increase in reports is due to a number of factors, including greater awareness by pilots to report laser incidents, as encouraged through an extensive outreach program by the FAA, the availability of inexpensive laser devices on the Internet, stronger power levels that enable lasers to hit aircraft at higher altitudes, and the introduction of green lasers, which are more visible to the human eye than red lasers. Aiming a laser at an aircraft creates a serious safety risk that violates federal law. High-powered lasers can temporarily blind pilots flying aircraft that often carry hundreds of passengers, and civil penalties of up to $30,000 have been imposed by the FAA against individuals for multiple laser incidents. The Google Lunar XPRIZE has selected the five international teams that will be finalists for milestone prizes, with a total purse of $6 million to be awarded this year. After reviewing 33 total submissions, the 9-member independent judging panel selected 11 submissions from the following teams: Astrobotic from the U.S., Moon Express from the U.S., Hakuto from Japan, Part-Time Scientist from Germany, and Team Indus from India. The milestone prizes are awarded to recognize the technological achievements and the associated financial hurdles faced by the teams as they vie for the $30 million Google Lunar XPRIZE, a global competition to land a robotic spacecraft on the moon. Teams have until September 2014 to complete the prize requirements. Airbus confirms Kuwait Airways, the national airline of Kuwait, has ordered 25 aircraft, including 10 A350-900s and 15 A320neo family aircraft, as part of the airline's fleet renewal strategy. Kuwait Airlines already operates 3 A320, 3 A310s, 5 A300s, and 4 A340 family aircraft. When Aero News continues, celebrating the aviator lifestyle, Garmin adds 3D topography, and fast cars and faster airplanes.
Renbird Flight Simulations is dedicated to revolutionizing flight training by designing, manufacturing, and delivering affordable and innovative flight training technologies. Each Renbird device is designed to enhance the training experience for pilots of all levels, from student to ATP. Renbird is quickly becoming the industry standard for flight training. Since Renbird introduced its revolutionary FMX in 2007, colleges, universities, and flight training operations around the world have integrated Renbird products into their curriculum. It's time to discover what Renbird can do for you. Join the migration.
ADS-B will be mandatory for most aircraft by 2020 in the United States. But you can benefit from ADS-B today with the Bendix King KT-74 Mode S Transponder. The KT-74 meets the global mandates for ADS-B out when attached to a suitable WASP GPS and is plug-and-play, slide-in replacement for the Bendix King KT-76AC and KT-78A transponders. Aero News continues now for Friday, February 21st. I'm Glenn Moyer. A wide array of aircraft, helicopters, aviation equipment, and services will be on display at the Palm Springs Convention Center in California during the 2014 Aviation Summit, set for October 17th to the 19th. The core aviation exhibit will be flanked by an exciting display of sports cars, art, wine, and other brands that the event's organizers say, quote, surround the aviation lifestyle, end quote. I must be living the wrong lifestyle. Organizers, Lyft Event Management, said in a news release that the Aviation Summit will be an outstanding opportunity to learn about new products, receive technical advice from manufacturers, and participate in hands-on demonstrations. Up to 10,000 pilots and industry experts from around the world are expected to attend the event. A trade show, speakers, pilot training workshops, and quote-unquote fun-filled evening events are planned. Like a number of their competitors before them, Garmin has announced an updated version of the Garmin Pilot application for the iPad and iPhone, featuring synthetic vision as an option for premium subscribers. 3D Vision incorporates GPS-derived airspeed, altitude, and vertical speed overlaid onto rich 3D topographic landscape. 3D Vision is transformed when optionally paired with the GDL-39 3D, which superimposes backup aircraft attitude information over top of the Garmin SVX display. Garmin Pilot incorporates sophisticated graphics modeling to create a virtual topographic landscape. Instead of a blue over brown display, pilots will see an in-depth perspective view of realistic terrain features rising into the sky. Garmin Pilot conveniently displays a clear 3D depiction of ground and water features, as well as obstacles, traffic, and the runway environment. NASCAR Sprint Cup Series driver Martin Truex Jr. has signed an order for the Hawker 400 XPR upgrade package, with delivery expected in the first half of 2014. Truex Jr. is the first NASCAR driver to select the 400 XPR, which offers a value proposition ideal for the transportation requirements of professional race car drivers. The Hawker 400 XPR upgrade package offers several factory-approved airframe modifications to significantly improve performance, operating cost, and resale value of the Hawker Beechjet 400. About the purchase, Truex Jr. said, quote, I have evaluated many aircraft that have the speed and efficiency to get me to 36 NASCAR events annually. However, only the Hawker 400 XPR provides me and my team with the needed range, cabin volume, operating cost, and support along the way that I expect from an aircraft partner, end quote. Now, while that's a glowing review, it seems there is something missing. Did you notice there wasn't a single sponsor mention made in that entire statement? Martin Truex must be falling down on the job. Truex, by the way, will be flying low, very low, this Sunday as he competes in the Daytona 500. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks so much for listening. You're now cleared for departure.